This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Time now for the ULM Forum, an interview series that looks at the relationship between the University of Louisiana Monroe and Northeast Louisiana. It can be life-changing to see how people live in impoverished parts of the world. 26 students from ULM traveled to the Dominican Republic this past summer. Joining me are Rhonda Hensley, Associate Director of the Graduate Nursing Program, and Emily Weber, a senior in nursing at ULM. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
First of all, Rhonda, talk a little bit about what are the biggest things that these students are going to have taken away from this trip?
Well, one is difficult to say. Flexibility, being able to work in adverse situations and be able to adapt quickly, appreciate other cultures, and just be able to be comfortable giving of themselves to somebody.
Emily, can you give an example of a time on the trip when you had to kind of adapt to something unexpected?
Well, there was definitely a lot of heat in the Dominican that we really had to adapt to. And
even after being in Louisiana, I mean.
Yes, I know. It was it's a shock for us, honestly. But, I mean, it was, if you can imagine, hotter than Louisiana. And there's no air conditioning or anything like that. And while we're all grouchy at the end of the day, a lot of times, we kind of had to lean on each other for support and for motivation to keep going throughout the day. So it was really cool to have those kind of connections with us.
What would you say was the biggest takeaway that you had from the trip?
I think like all the connections we made throughout the trip, just with each other and with also the Dominicans. And we might not have spoken the same language, but we kind of felt the same heartbeat.
In the Dominican Republic, you saw a lot of conditions and injuries and complications from injuries that these students might not necessarily see practicing in the United States. What are some of the things that your team saw?
We saw a lot of the typical things that you would see, upper respiratory infections, diabetes, hypertension, that type of thing. But because of the nature of the workers that we were dealing with, there's lots of physical joint diseases, aches and pains, there's low back pain, there's shoulder pain, there are cuts and wounds that are very difficult to heal, a lot of times complicated by their other disease processes. And one of the things that is always difficult to deal with is almost every person there has intestinal worms that has to be treated on a regular basis.
Emily, what would you say would be something that you saw that you might not have seen in any of the rest of your clinical work?
There was one man that we actually went on a house call to. He had a huge foot ulcer that had his foot was almost decaying. And he was this 89-year-old man, had lived a full, long life, and he was so thin and frail and malnourished, and he was living in this tin hut, and he, you know, had no power or electricity or anything like that, you know, just like the very, very basics. And he was so thankful for what he did have, even though he had what was going on with his foot and everything, and he most likely was not going to make it. He was still so thankful for us that we would come to his house and, like, be able to, you know, welcome him and be able to bring anything that we could. And it was so cool to see that, to see how thankful they were and everything.
So what's something you bring away from this trip that you're going to be able to put into practice after you get your first job?
Just that we're kind of all the same on the inside. We may have different languages, we may have different skin tones, we may live in a different country, but we all have the same basic needs.
Dr. Rhonda Hensley is the Assistant Director of the Graduate Nursing Program at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Emily Weber is a senior nursing major from Monroe. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.